Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Aaron Katursky joining us now from Washington. You know, 2 weeks ago today, Aaron, it was a much different scene at the Capitol.
Yeah, this very spot was overrun, Brian, by a riotous mob intent on desecrating the spot where President-elect Biden is about to take the oath of office. They're now wiping down the rain droplets that fell here, and the sun comes up. And, you know, now at the Capitol is decorated in bunting and in American flags, but they do not fully hide the scars of what went on here 2 weeks ago, nor are they necessarily meant to. The president-elect, we're told, is going to strike a theme of unity, but he has to be aware that there are those in the country that do not want to hear it. And so today, part of his mission is to convince all Americans that he is going to be their president and have their interests in mind, even as his predecessor, President Trump, gets ready to leave Washington, skipping this without the customary symbolic handoff of power.
Aaron, if you can, describe the scene at the National Mall where President-elect Biden and Vice President-elect Harris will be looking out today as they take the oath of office. And rather than thousands of people, they'll be looking at something entirely different.
Just an empty void. It is so striking. Right in front of me is the podium where they'll swear the oath. And then as I look to my right, down the National Mall, where there would ordinarily be tens of thousands of people to help celebrate the arrival of a new president, there's nobody. It's surrounded by metal fencing and encircled by National Guard troops. The American flags, about 200,000 of them, are planted in the grass, and they're meant to symbolize those citizens who could not be here because of the coronavirus pandemic or now the security situation. But they really serve to accentuate the emptiness of this fortress city.
You know, one of the other things I was thinking of today, Aaron, is normally we get these scenes that, you know, they're generational scenes of past presidents in the same place, not something you really see all the time. And that's going to be so different in many ways. In one, because the outgoing president isn't even going to be there. And two, the former presidents who will be there are going to be, you know, socially distant, probably not speaking with one another and in close quarters.
Well, the dignitaries that will be seated behind the president-elect and his close family are going to be in chairs that are spaced apart, and then there are different sections depending on, you know, for two, for three, depending on where people are going to be sitting. And then the limited audience also will be seated in socially distanced chairs. But the presidents will share a moment following the ceremony here. They will all go to Arlington National Cemetery to lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns. And that is a gesture that we know was important to the president-elect because he did want to visualize this symbol of unity. Former presidents of different parties, minus minus President Trump, standing together to pay tribute to fallen troops.
Aaron, we'll be listening for more of your coverage. Thank you, Aaron Katursky, live in Washington.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!